Welcome to Destroy Limiting Decisions and Beliefs, where we will eliminate limiting decisions from our lives. In this track, we're going to go down to the whole brain level of the mind, where we have fully conscious access to our unconscious resources, where both our left and right brain hemispheres are fully synchronized. We are going to perform a timeline therapy procedure to remove a limiting decision or belief from our lives. In a moment, we will count down from 3 to 1. When we get to 1, you'll be at your whole brain level of mind, a level of mind where both your left and right brain hemispheres are fully synchronized and you have fully conscious access to your otherwise unconscious resources. To begin, sit comfortably with your spine erect and your hands placed comfortably on your knees. Take in a deep breath through your nose, and as you exhale through your mouth, close your eyes. Take in another deep breath through the nose, and this time, as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. You are now completely physically relaxed. Allow yourself to enjoy this state of physical relaxation completely by taking in a deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2-3 times. As the body relaxes in and out, visualizing the number 2-3 times. You are now on the level of complete mental relaxation. Allow yourself to enjoy the spaciousness and the ease and effortlessness of this state of mental relaxation. When you are ready, take a deep breath in through your nose, and as you exhale out through the mouth, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1-3 times. You are now at your whole brain thinking level of mind, a level of mind where your left and right brain hemispheres are fully synchronized and you have full conscious access to your otherwise unconscious resources. In order to go to a deeper, healthier state of this consciousness, you're going to imagine descending in an elevator from the 10th floor of a building to the first floor of the building. When you reach the first floor, you will be on a deeper and healthier state of mind. Imagine yourself now standing in that elevator, looking up at the digital reader above the doors that tells you that you are currently on the 10th floor. Feel around you the elevator beginning to descend as you're moving down to the 9th, to the 8th, going deeper and deeper, to the 7th, the 6th, and to the 5th. Know that when you get to the first floor, you will be on a deeper, healthier level of mind. 4th, 3rd, deeper, deeper, 2nd, and finally a bell resonates within the chamber of the elevator that you're standing in to let you know that you've arrived at the first floor. Now, allow yourself to imagine that time is organized along a line in your inner mind. That line could be horizontal, vertical, diagonal, any way that you want it to be. Simply accept how it comes to you. Now I'd like to ask your conscious mind to fly up into the air above your timeline, into the past, and down to the event that you recognize that has created this limiting decision or belief. Float down into this event so that you are experiencing this event through your own eyes, through your own body, and through your own ears, as if it is occurring for the first time. Notice what emotions are present, and if you are aware of the decision that was made there as well. If you are not yet aware of this decision, I would like you to rewind the movie of your memory until you come into the time of that decision right now. Now again, flow back up above the timeline, well before the beginning of the event, to any of the chain of events that allowed this decision to take place. Turn around and look toward this chain of events now. Recognize what it is about these events that allowed for this decision and belief to occur. After recognizing what caused you to make this decision, float back up into the air above this event, looking forward at it while facing towards the future. With the preserved knowledge from what caused this event to occur, enter the event as if it is happening again for the very first time. See everything again from your eyes, hear everything from the event from your ears, and feel everything within your body to check your emotional state. How do you feel in the moment as the event is taking place? Knowing what caused you to make this decision and what followed after, use this moment to change your belief now. I want you to ask yourself what belief and decision would provide for the best outcome in this situation. What would you have done differently if you could, and what belief does this decision support? Now, float back up out of the event and back into it to reset it. This time the event is replaying, but you know what's going to happen before it happens. Choose now to make a different decision in the moment that supports your new belief. I want you to check your emotional state. How does it feel to make this decision now? It feels good, doesn't it? Allow this new emotion to flood over you, and then when you're filled with this emotion, fly back up out of the event and face the present on your timeline. Now, come back to the now. Only as quickly as you allow all the events between then and now to reevaluate themselves in the light of your new choices and let go of all the negative emotions attached to those events. Preserve what you've learned by examining your decisions. Choose to let go of the emotions and allow each event to reevaluate itself all the way back to you in the now, empowering you with the positive emotion. Now, I want you to go out into the future and specify an appropriate time. Create a new event to imagine when something like this could happen again. Except this time, as it's happening to you again, you react differently with your new belief. You create a new decision using your new belief system. Once you have finished, rise up out of the event, breathe, and let this new decision integrate into your timeline as you come back to the present. Welcome back to the now, and congratulations. You've just removed the limiting decision from your life of the past. It will no longer be a burden for you, and choosing this new decision and belief will begin to affect your life as it orientates into the events of your life yet to come. At the count of five, you can open your eyes and begin feeling great and feeling lighter from having removed the limiting decision or belief from yourself, and even more excited about the possibilities of moving forward in life. 1. 2. Coming out now. 3. Feeling lighter, better, and more excited for the future than ever. 4. 5. Eyes wide open. Congratulations on this accomplishment. You've successfully destroyed a limiting decision and belief and allowed yourself more possibilities in the future unburdened by the beliefs and decisions of your past.